timely information on health and wellness matters, join us for Healthline. Learn about the work of the Ministry of Health and get tips that can change your life and that of your family.
The oldest and strongest emotion of man is fear, an ancient feeling which prepares the body for fight or flight in the presence of danger. Fear is natural and mostly all right, but when that fear turns into a phobia, it becomes all wrong. Everyone has some amount of anxiety and fear, but a fearful person isn't necessarily phobic. Regional psychiatrist for the Northeast Regional Health Authority, Dr. Terence Bernard, says when this fear begins to get in your way, the line between fear and phobia has been crossed. Ziska Phillips has suffered from pteranophobia for as long as she can remember.
When I hear or see chickens, I get goosebumps, I get nervous, my palms start to sweat, and I just freak out. It's not the chicken that I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the sound and the look of the feathers and the fact that it has feathers.
Dr. Bernard says the very notion of a phobic object or situation can prove dangerous for some persons, and Deline Powell knows this all too well. She suffers from thanatophobia. The thought of death can send her into a tailspin.
Usually what would happen is if something really good happens to me or I'm very, very happy, I think about what it would be like not to exist and not to experience that kind of happiness. And then I start to panic and my palms start to sweat and my heart starts to race. And sometimes like it feels like I'm having a panic attack.
And for Tamara Lawrence, it's musophobia.
I am deadly afraid just of the name rat. I just need to see a poster with a rat. It's like all the hairs on my body stick out and I start shaking, cold sweat, all of those things, because I find them really nasty and creepy and ugly.
On the face of it, there's nothing in a feather to fear, but for Ziska, just seeing one is enough to send her into a panic attack. Dr. Bernard says the answer probably lies in a previous experience Ziska has had.
Phobias are a learned phenomenon, and what happens is that the object that becomes the phobic object initially has no anxiety attached to it. But because the person may have been exposed to an anxiety-producing situation, the object that did not produce anxiety to begin with now becomes associated with anxiety in an irrational way.
And he is right.
The first time I realized that I had this fear was when I was about 6 years old. My friend has a feather duster and he decided to run me down with it. And I literally passed out on the ground due to the fact that I saw the feather duster.
For Tamara, it's not a specific incident with the object. It's the object itself, in her case rats, that perturb her.
They cannot pass in my direction. I'm ready to faint. I see them, and that's me. I'm out for the rest of the night. I'm either out cold or I can't sleep. I'm just sitting there afraid they're going to come back and they're going to crawl in me and they're going to crawl in my mouth and my eyes. They freak me out, basically.
Dr. Bernard says treatment options for phobias vary.
Exposure therapy is one way, and exposure can be done in different stages. First of all, you can have what you call systematic desensitization, where the person is exposed to the phobic object gradually. There are some other therapies, for example, there's one called flooding, where the person is just put in the situation and held there until they calm down. Where the person is just too anxious to engage in the therapy, we may prescribe some medication.
Deline has tried different ways of coping with her phobia.
I have to make a conscious effort to calm down and not to pass out.
Tamara is yet to find a coping mechanism.
I've tried to touch even a poster with a rat to confront, and I cannot do it. It's ever since I was a child, but the older I get, the worse it gets.
Any phobia is a type of anxiety disorder characterized by an intense, irrational fear of a particular situation, object, or animal. Most people realize their fears are extreme, but the anxiety is real in spite of how common or rare the phobia. Whether the phobia is food, feathers, death, or rats, remember, fear makes the wolf bigger than it really is. So if you need help, seek it. This has been Healthline. I am Camelia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.